Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is from the Galactic Logos Melchior, and it's entitled Jolt of Awakening, channeled through myself, Natalie Glasson, on the 23rd of November 2018. Greetings and divine blessings I share with you to support your ascension journey now. I am the overseer and logos of the galactic level. I receive the light of the Creator and deliver it to the galactic, solar, and planetary levels of the Creator's universe. I blaze to you the silver golden light of the Creator's vibration I embody and share with the Creator's universe. I come forth to share with you some insights into the ascension period you are currently moving through. In these times, there is a need to focus upon maintaining the balance and alignment of your being, the peace and love within you, as well as a sense of purpose for your actions, reactions, and thoughts. As you preoccupy yourself in these areas of your spiritual growth, this will completely stabilize you as powerful waves of light charge through the universe of the Creator and penetrate the earth. These powerful energy waves are beginning now and will continue into the beginning of the new year of 2019. The purpose of these energy waves is to jolt humanity into a new awakening and higher expansive awareness in preparation for the new year. Jolts of awakening are essential to cleanse the collective consciousness of humanity and allow space for new wisdom and understanding to emerge. Many people who have not been interested in their health, the well-being of themselves or others, and the spiritual nature of their being, will feel drawn to exploring these fields with greater depth, perhaps for the first time. Others will feel that their being and reality is being cleansed of all that is no longer needed or that blocks the realization of the Creator within. For some, it may feel as if extreme transformation and shifts are taking place within their beings and lives, causing awakening and liberation, as well as confusion and uncertainty. Those who are clinging to and resisting change, inner awakening and transformation will find the journey most extreme and challenging. The outcome will be that the vibration of the collective consciousness of humanity will rise, allowing new wisdom and awareness to become present within people at a physical level on the earth. Sustaining inner balance. Many of you are devoted to your spiritual evolution and remaining in the light of the Creator. For you, the energy waves entering as a jolt will not feel extreme or shocking. However, you will experience the energy waves' impact upon your being. As you focus upon remaining balanced and aligned, recognizing the peace and love within your being, and creating purpose in your actions, reactions, and thoughts, you will experience an enhancement in all that you are as a spiritual being in a physical body. Your recognition of your expansive energy, inner enlightenment, and united connection with the Creator will be empowered, enhanced, and truly experienced for you upon the earth. Focusing your attention upon your spiritual evolutions, especially the areas I, Melchior, wish to explore with you, will stabilize you completely in the presence of the energy waves, allowing you to be a source of support for others who are feeling unstable by the current ascension conditions. Balance and alignment. To remain in balance and alignment with your being is to harmonize with your true self. Harmony within your being manifests when you are aware of the light, love, and wisdom that naturally flows from within your being. You are a beacon and expression of the Creator. There is so much within you waiting to be shared, whether with yourself or others. When you allow and follow your inner guidance, allow yourself to follow your inner happiness and release yourself from self-imposed limitations, you become harmonized and in balance with your truth. Remaining in balance with yourself is to recognize when you are battling with yourself, judging or criticizing yourself, as well as blocking your inner guidance. Being in balance is to be aware of who you really are, or seeking to discover who you are in everyday life. There is no need for you to have all the answers or to understand yourself fully. The simple desire of focus will support you in remaining balanced and in harmony. Alignment with your being is to ensure you are connected with your soul and soul group, as well as your guides. This simply requires you to create a request each day or every few days for your entire being to be aligned with your soul, soul group, and guides. Alternatively, you can meditate to experience this fully. Alignment with the Creator to receive all the necessary Creator qualities and guidance will also benefit your ascension now. Alignment can be experienced as a request, intention, or during meditation, inviting the Creator to embrace you fully. Alignment and balance are especially important when you're feeling stuck, confused, or insecure. Peace and love. The energy, vibration, and qualities of peace and love naturally exist within your soul and being. When you become entirely focused outside of yourself and into your physical reality, you distract yourself from your inner peace and love, as well as the strength and power these energies hold. When you recognize the peace and love within your being, you view yourself and your reality with clarity an expansive perspective and a deeper understanding of what is taking place. Without peace and love, you look for answers outside of yourself, feel confused by situations or challenges in your life, as well as close yourself off to opportunities and the divine flow of the Creator manifesting in your reality. The acknowledgement of your inner peace and love, as well as focus upon radiating your peace and love, allows for you to feel supported, loved, and guided in every step of your life. Thus, you experience fulfillment, the joys of life, and a deeper connection with those around you. You could say that love and peace are the foundations to your being and existence. Take time to focus upon and recognize love and peace. Let your reactions be from love and peace, and your creations born from the same. Become a beacon of love and peace, observing your life transform. Purpose. Many light workers worry and concern themselves with discovering and living their true or soul purpose upon the earth. Instead, I, Melchior, invite you to change your perspective. Give a sense of purpose to your actions you create, your reactions to yourself and others, as well as your thoughts. You do not need to know your purpose. Instead, choose what you wish to focus on and create, and then gift this purpose to your actions, reactions, and thoughts. If you wish to be a beacon of love, enthuse your actions, reactions, and thoughts with love. If you wish to change your career, become more creative, or help those who are suffering, let this be your purpose. Give the purpose you choose to your actions, reactions, and thoughts. Your sense of purpose will empower you, supporting you in creating fulfillment in your life. When you create a purpose, your soul flows with greater ease, and you easily find yourself achieving your soul's purpose without realizing it. Be a sense of purpose of your choosing in your life, rather than seeking your purpose. In service to others. Each of these areas of focus, awareness, and action will support you in easily remaining balanced as the energy waves penetrate the earth, even without your focus on the areas I have shared with you. You will recognize the presence of balance and harmony within your being. You are being supported so that you may support others. There is a need to extend your compassion, love, and understanding to those who feel off balance or confused in the coming weeks. Patience is required, and an understanding that they are experiencing a deep cleansing and an awakening because of the new energy waves, which have been labeled the jolt of awakening. To extend anything other than love and peace to those experiencing turmoil would be a disservice to yourself and to others. It is time for you to realize your loving strength in your listening, forgiveness, and patience. Recognizing the shifts and transformation this can support in yourself and others. Let yourself be a beacon of love and peace. You do not even need to say anything. It is time to simply hold the space for others to awaken. I am holding the space for you. Melchior, Galactic Logos.